Glory to God. Glory, glory to God. Thank you in Jesus' name, Lord, that, oh, the praise that you've put in our hearts, God. Thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. God, I thank you for the weakness today, that the power of Christ is resting upon your people. Lord, thank you, God, that you are on the increase and we must decrease. Lord, you and you alone are the beauty. Thank you, Lord, for the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. Lord, we're here to just enjoy you and, God, rejoice in you and to thank you again for the finished work, Lord, and then the much the more that you sent through the Spirit. And Lord, this love that is shed abroad in our hearts, God, may it just even be more of a geyser in us, Lord. And oh, that we would be encouraged more and more, Lord God, to not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Oh, it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, Lord God. And we thank you again for it, Lord. And thank you that your life lives in us, God. And thank you again that it's the mind of Christ, Lord, that reigns. Jesus, we just thank you again for you, the precious word, the Lamb, the rock, the high tower, the shield, the buckler. Oh, my salvation. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles today to 2 Corinthians 11. We'll begin there, and my only hope is that we see him before we end over here. But praise be to God. We open up here today, and Paul has been forced to boast. He'd been amongst ones that thought that they had really sacrificed some things for God. So this portion of Scripture, he didn't really want to, but the Lord allowed it. And just again, the testimony of the grace of God and the chief of sinner, what the love of God motivated the love of God to do in his life. Notice it was the love of God. Never Paul, just the grace of God that's with me. Amen? Amen. But specifically today, in that 26th verse of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul tells them, in journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. And I mentioned it already today, brothers and sisters, we are in this time. We are in perilous times. If you go on over to 2 Timothy 3:1, it tells us of these perilous times. 2 Timothy 3:1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now, what are in those end times or these last times, that these last days that these perilous things will come? How do I know this? Well, the Bible tells me so, and let's read on. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Whew. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying Jesus. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. Ever learning and never able to know, to come to the knowledge of the truth. And praise be to God, it's just about over. It's just about over. Our time's just about here because we are in perilous times. Amen. But what is most important here is what these perilous times represent. what these perilous times mean to you, what they mean to me. And why is it here that the word peril is, this is the only place the word peril is found in the Word of God. And why here is it mentioned eight bridal wonderful times in this precious scripture? And praise God, those eight bridal times, that's the number of the bride, by the way, eight. And we just read of eight perils. That's your answer. Because this is your bridal calling right here. The perils, the dangers, the time of truly frightening, but for God times. These perils are God's testing grounds. They are. These perils are God's proving grounds. And this is where he leads those that love to be the good pleasure of his will. Did you hear that? Amen. Those that love to be the good pleasure of his will be moved to the place of peril. Time and time and time again. And we are moved into these battlefields, if you'll give me liberty to say that. And I think you'll say amen to that, because that's exactly what these perilous times are. They're battles and battlefields. It's a war. I appreciated how Brother Spurgeon said about these perils. They're battlefields, not, again, play battles. They're real. You get out there and there's smoke everywhere. You get out there and you smell the powder. You sense the bullets that are whizzing by your head. You in something like that right now? I believe you are, if you're going on for God's best. But brothers and sisters, even though he brings us out there, by the grace of God, there must be an enduring. There must be an encouragement, an unction of the Lord. The same unction that, because of the joy that was set before him, that he endured the cross. As Brother Paul said, oh, praise God, I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I have fought a good fight. Oh, that crown, that precious crown that the Lord had set in my hand long time back. Honey, if you will suffer together with me, you'll reign together with me. You'll reign with me. You'll be my own. We'll be glorified together. Oh, yes. I was thinking about how the encouragement has been brought through the ages through different brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I thank God for Brother Spurgeon and how he wrote of these things. And the encouragement and the changing that happens in our life as we're brought to these precious, most precious battlefields. But I thought how most often those times are just left with changing and changing for the better in our lives here on this earth. But yet, praise be to God, what we have and the much the more. We know that we're suffering together with him to be glorified together with him. That I'm not just being changed into betterment for here. I'm being perfected, praise God, for him over there. That's what he's after. And I thank the Lord that to endure these things and to be chastened in this way, in those battles, we must go deep into the mine. I mean deep down into the motherlode treasure mine of all God's perfect and complete will. Because, see, that's the only way we're going to keep on going. Amen? See, that's what love does in our lives. That's what the love of God and knowing the love of God for you will cause you to do. And not cause you to do grudgingly or out of duty, but willingly and passionately out of love. A love for a spouse. It's a privilege to suffer together with you. It's an honor to, again, suffer for your sake, for your name. Praise God to know you in the fellowship of your sufferings, even to be made conformable unto your very death. Oh, yes, see, that's love. That's love. That's when you're wounded and you're hurting. And yet, praise be to God, you rise up because of His grace. And you say, oh, we're moving on. More and more of You, Lord. Oh, the privilege, the honor to suffer together for Your name. And what a precious revelation to our souls that only is found on those battlefields. That's only discovered and made known and taught to us. Only specifically in the times of peril. We would never come to the knowledge. You would never come to the revelation without the trouble and the persecution. Turn with me over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Here's our absolute assurance of it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That's Him in us. That's His life in us. This treasure in us, praise God. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Now let's go on. Here's how He does it. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Now you could say, wait a second, I am distressed in my trouble. Well, that's just the enemy confusing your mind. You're listening to, again, lies as opposed to truth. You're listening to utter confusion instead of absolute reality. I am the Lord thy God that delivers thee. Oh, yes, He is. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Huh? We say, well, I didn't sign up for that. Well, I'm glad, praise God, I didn't sign up for anything. His grace just brought me to it. How about you? Huh? There it is, praise His name. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always, always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Isn't that wonderful? Aren't you thankful you know? We do not suffer for nothing. We don't suffer to suffer. This is for reigning. This is for glory. This is for all of God's perfect and complete will. And we're still sitting down. I don't know. He might cause me to run a couple laps in here today. We'll have to see. But I'm going to leave that to Him. I've been praying all morning. Lord, the love of God got to constrain me here. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the Word of God is telling us this is the goal of our lives. The goal of our very lives, that the excellency of the power of God may be of God and not of us. Do you see that? See, we're always striving in ourselves to be strong in ourselves, aren't we? That's all we hear all the time, is about self, about self, about self. That the only excellent power there is the excellency of the power of God in us. Amen? That it may be of God and not of us. That's the mother lode. The mother lode is the power of Jesus Christ resting upon our lives. That's the pinnacle of all of our existence, is that His Son is magnified. The place, praise God, where only He reigns. The place, praise God, where only His power exists. And praise be to God, we all know this place. It's the place of my utter and complete weakness. Amen? Now you understand those before ordained good works that ye should walk therein. He didn't make you weak to torture you. He didn't. He didn't. He didn't give you those things in your life that you wish you did not have. Those tendencies that you have in your life to cause you to be tormented. He gave you those specifically for you to be weak. So that it has to be the power of Christ that rests upon you. And He doesn't do it just with your own life. He does it with the ones you love. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It's got to be the power of Jesus. I've been in class. I've been in the middle of the battlefield. And I've seen some things. I'm learning. I'm learning by suffering together with Him. How many of us love that passage in Deuteronomy 33:11? Tells you about that precious eagle. Says she stirs up her nest. It says she fluttereth over her young. She spreads abroad her wings. She takes them, she bears them up on her wings. Everybody got to like that one. Huh? Yep. You think about how those that have seen that, it's factual. It's an actual event. These mama eagles, and even the daddies will participate in it too. Not everybody, you know, everybody gets to have the joy and the fun of the magnificence of the Lord. But they'll take those little baby chicks, and when they start to get ready to fly, they get afraid to come out of the nest. So they kind of trick them. Oh, come on, honey, get up on me, and whoo, then we're gone. We're hunkering down, and you know, those talons go right into mom and daddy's wings and woohoo, okay, baby. I know where this is going. And then after a while, those kids feeling comfortable up there. Man, this is fun to soar. This is great. And then whoosh, they just take off right out from under them. When those kids start to let go just a little bit, those little chicks, and then they're just, have you ever seen that? If you've got an internet, Google it, because it is, it's laughable, cryable, but they're having the greatest fun, soaring with mom on that wing, and then it looks, if you've ever seen fear, oh, it does, it just looks like a person trying to, if you or I were up in there, you know, doing that, just free falling. But you love that, don't you? And the thing that you love the most about it is after that baby falls in hundreds of feet, here comes that precious parent just right under, perfectly, out effort at all. And there they're on that wing again, and elevating up and up and up and up. And oftentimes, the next time, it's going to be from a higher drop. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You like that, huh? Well, I'm going to tell you something for your life. To bear up on His wings, we must be in free falls too. We got to be in free falls. For us to experience the most glorious power, for us to experience and know His deliverance, for us to rejoice and lean and have only confidence in His faithfulness, we must be in the place of utter hopelessness. And I'm talking about utter hopelessness that even might be caused by your failure. I'm talking about utter hopelessness that might have been caused because of your defiance. Because truly, even in my unbelief, He abides faithful. Oh, yes. And the reason is, brothers and sisters, that's the only place that we're really going to understand what divine grace is. Did you know that? Divine grace. So you have to go on with God for a long time to really get this. You do. But see, God can have you go on a long time with him because his learning curve's like this. So even if you became a Christian this morning, you'll get it. But you know what I'm saying. Because as you go on with him and you understand how good he is and how wonderful he is and the heights that he's taken you. But then there's those times. My unbelief. There's those times that there might even be a child or a loved one and something happens. And you can't do a thing. But brothers and sisters, that's the miracle land.
Yes.
That's the miracle land. That's the place and the only place that God has a rock and he'll have honey come right out of that rock. Yeah. Yeah, see, you can go to the store and get honey. You can go to the beehive and you can say, well, you know, the honey's there. But you want really God to show you something? He got to take you out where you only see rocks. And I'm talking about rocks that might have even fallen on you. And then here comes the honey. The place where he says that I even make the oil come out of the rock. That's the place that we're talking about. And it's a flinty rock. I see you smiling out there saying, oh yes, Lord. But let me remind you, that's why you're in the desert. Amen. That's why, praise God, he's brought you to this place of a furnace. That's, praise God, why you are maybe right now in the lion's den. That's why right now the devouring wolves are set to consume you. That's why right now in your life the giants are set before you to crush you. But I am the Lord thy God. But I am the Lord thy God. Oh, and he shouted to me this week. And he said, I am the Lord thy God, honey. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm telling you truthfully. Oh, he's given me a vision and unction and despair that I've never had. He's taken me to a place and I'm confident by the grace of God. It was the only place that I could see that vision of what Paul was looking at. Oh, the man that I hope to be. Oh, God, the new man that needs to increase in me. That can only be performed in my complete weakness. That can only happen. That the glory to glory. I'm talking about finishing glory. Oh, it's been glory to walk with him. But finishing glory, I'm starting to find out. That's a narrow way. Do you love me? I heard that this week. Do you love me? And I'm so thankful that my life, it's been ordered so precious. Perfectly set up totally to my favor. Lord, where else can I go? Where else can I go? He was asking me a rhetorical question. I said, honey, do you love me? Oh, you know. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And I've got a new glory. In my infirmities, like I have never, ever, ever closely, remotely ever had before. There's a transformation going on. There is the reality, praise God, of glorying in this infirmity. It started out in a moment of fear, but it's turned now to the greatest excitement of my life. Exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. I don't worry about outcomes. I know who holds the future. All I'm praying for is, Lord, let me lay hold, praise God, and apprehend all the glory in the trial. We're all going to glory once we're delivered from it. We get that. You know you will. Oh, Jesus, so good to me. He's so good to me. Do you know what God did for me? I want to glory in that right now. I want to rejoice right now in knowing what He's done for me right now by bringing me to this place of weakness right now. That praise be to God that my inheritance for Him is gaining and gaining in my absolute infirmity. When I have no strength, when I have no options, when I have no answer, when I have no power, when I have nothing but Jesus, and that's when I got everything, and I know I do, I know I do. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now, I'm not only praying for my infirmity, I got news for you. I'm praying for your infirmity. And I'm glorying in your infirmity. And I'm glorying in my family's infirmities. I've got a delirious, crazy streak. I'm glorying in infirmities. I'm praising God that He's made you weak. I'm thanking Him like I've never thanked Him before. That you are surrounded, praise God, with trouble. It's okay. It's more than okay. Praise God, I've entered into lifting up your arms finally and lifting up your hands and to be able to pray with you and thanking God He's finishing you for His very best. Oh, I thank Him. See, this is a place, brothers and sisters, the devil had no company here. He's run from this place. He's gone from that area. This is not punishing time. He thought he could turn that up. Oh no, this is diamond glory time. The finishing of our faith time. This is the complete confidence, assurance, and absolute perfect rest that my life, praise God, is not about here. It's not about here. It's not about here. And your life isn't about here. And my kids' life isn't about here. It's about the glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. Transformation that I'm going to meet Him with over there. Turn to Psalm 91 and we'll conclude. And if you'd like to read this with me, praise God. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. Come on now, read it. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Yes! 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 Yes, yes, yes. Oh, hallelujah. Let's stand and praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise you, Jesus. Praise to 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 you, Jesus. Yeki shada ra o do boya yanda la mayendere e bios do boya da la ye yanda la mayendere e ki e bios do yanda da ya. Oh, glory to God, 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 glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to you, Jesus.
I am not with you in the flesh, but I am beholding your order and your steadfastness. Stay in your rank. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on the promises of my Father. Stand, withstand, and having done all to stand, stand!
Oh, yes. Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you for your glory that's all in your Son, the Word. Thank you for this life that lives in us. Lord, thank you that your perfect love casts out all fear. Lord, thank you that your truth causes us to rise up. Thank you again for the love of the saints. Lord, I thank you that my hands have been lifted up today. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that a bruised reed you will not break, a smoking flax you will not quench. Lord, I know that we do at times grow weary in this way. But Lord, somehow your grace is sufficient. Oh, and the kisses of your mouth. Oh, how they give us strength to call you blessed. Oh, I'm ravished with you this morning. I stand before you in awe, in new aspiration, renewed anticipation, increased, Lord, in love, in your love to us. Thank you again for your word. Lord, may it just again work effectually because we believe. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you.